It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
All right. Kamala Harris's economy created a whopping 12,000 jobs last month, off only slightly from the supposed 220,000 created the month before. Just thought I'd throw that out there. That's the jobs report that has now come out 3 days before the day when we'll finalize the election. I mean, you would call it election day, but it's been election month. Let's put it that way.
It's funny how many news outlets will sit there and try to say, well, you know, I know it feels like the economy is not that great, but actually, here's 10 reasons why we're better off than we think.
But hurricanes, they're going to have all kinds of excuses for why the jobs numbers are so bad. But the hurricane didn't kill 223,000 jobs or 212,000 jobs, whatever the math is there. It didn't kill that many of them. That's just the way it is. I hope people are paying attention. I hope the news media actually reports that fairly today. All right. We're focusing on the election because it's a big decisions being made nationally, statewide, and locally in when we tally up the votes next Tuesday night. One of them is going to be for St. Louis County Council. Now, earlier we talked to Sudhir Rathod, who's running in Council District 2. The other big race is going to be in the 6th District, where Ernie Trakas got defeated in the primary by my friend Mike Archer, who's running in that district right now, and I've got him on the phone this morning. Mike, welcome back.
Thank you, Mark. Good morning.
Yeah, you know, there's I said this to Sudhir earlier, but there's a lot on the line here in St. Louis County. I mean, potentially, if you and Sudhir are both seated on the council, it kind of flips the balance of power there, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely does. And you can look at the MEC reports and see that Sam Page is running scared because he dumped $120,000 into my opponent's PAC through union money.
Ah, yeah. Well, I mean, it's good to know. And we know what Sam Page wants to do to St. Louis County. He wants to waste $300 million on a new Taj Mahal, right?
Well, I call it the Page Palace. And all we need to do is retrofit it. You know, the other thing that I think that does not go unnoticed is that that's the Lawrence K. Roos building, and it's named after a Republican. And I think he wants something with the Dr. Sam Page building. So that's why I call it the Page Palace.
Yeah, lots of budget issues. I mean, Sam Page is even, I think before he even ran for reelection, he hinted at the fact that there might need to be a tax increase in the future in St. Louis County. I mean, we've got to have some common sense people up there on the council that can fight against those things.
Right, and we don't need a tax increase. What we need is the spurring of business. And, you know, you see a lot of that down here in South County where businesses have just been thwarted. And if we had businesses, thriving entrepreneurial businesses like the donut shop next to my house run by Vietnamese immigrants, you know, that are here legally, you know, it's a situation of where we wouldn't have that budget shortfall because we'd be bringing in a whole lot more revenues. So that's, you know, that's my take on that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I obviously attracting business is one thing. What's your take on what you could do to impact that if you get on council?
Well, first of all, when I knock doors, the first thing that I hear is safety and security. And the St. Louis County Police Department has projected to have a shortfall of 200 officers. So we need to shore that up in terms of safety and security. Second of all, that donut shop that I mentioned, it took them a year to get through the permitting process. So they had a lot of money going out with no money coming in. So that has to, you know, that has to change, that permitting process. Now, I understand about the health, safety, and welfare of the people, but irrespective of that, you know, the man told me that, you know, one inspector would come in, find things all right. Another inspector would come in and write him up and say, you have to do this in terms of a deficiency.
Sure.
That was just thwarting the business process, a bunch of red tape that he didn't need. And to top it all off, after they were up and running, now, mind you, this is the sort of the family is running the business. And grandma is in the back. She just came over and she doesn't speak any English. And she was in the back speaking Vietnamese. And Locke says, what does this mean? And I was reading the letter, and it was from St. Louis County asking him to be committed to diversity in the workplace.
Yeah, that was the focus.
And I'm like, you know, getting his business up and running was not the focus, but that DEI was the focus. So that's what I'm going to change.
We got to get some common sense on there. Mike Archer, candidate there in St. Louis County Council, 6th District. Good luck next week, my friend. Good luck on Tuesday night.
Well, I really appreciate it, Mark. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. We'll talk soon. Mike Archer there, running for St. Louis County Council. Just a quick reminder. In fact, a friend of mine texted me just yesterday. He was in line to vote, and the guy next to him had one of the Mark Cox Morning Show voter guides with him.
There you go.
At the polls. So I saw a lot of people with their ballot, their sample ballot that their counties had sent to them when I went to vote there in St. Charles County. In this case, people are downloading and using the voter guide. If for no other reason, I mean, I don't know that we'll disagree generally on most of the candidates that are running, but for the statewide amendments, you need to understand what you're voting on before you walk in there. You need to understand why they're lying to you about Amendment 2 repeatedly, why they're paying sports icons to lie to you about Amendment 2 and claim that $100 million is going to education. That's not the case. There is no guarantee in this bill. They keep saying it's guaranteed. It's a strong constitutional guarantee. Do me a favor. If you bought any of that, go read the ballot language. I printed it for you right there in my voter guide. It says the contribution to the school fund could be zero. It's likely to be zero because they built in, the people that wrote it, the casino industry, every possible loophole they could so that they could subtract all of their losses and never claim a profit. I mean, they got good accountants. Let's put it that way. There's a good chance no money ends up going to schools. So they're lying about that. They're lying on Amendment 3. Amendment 3 opens up the state to all sorts of problems. And we'll talk more about it here in a minute with Wes Martin. But Amendment 3 opens up the state to all kinds of problems with losing parental control over transgender surgeries. And your kid could go to school and be called different pronouns and you wouldn't even be told about it. It's a can of worms. And you need to read through these in the voter guide and understand them before you get there. It's about more than abortion on Amendment 3. In fact, I'm a no on all of these amendments and propositions except 7. 7 guarantees only citizens can vote in the state of Missouri. That's the one amendment you need to vote yes on, in my opinion.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.